My father's father died. My father's...
Okay.
My father's grandfather.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Was he was, of course, he was grown in...
Great-grandfather.
And he was had, he had the, when my father was about 12 years old, he moved to Taylor County.
Mm-hmm. Now, where was it they came from before they went to Wilkerson County?
When they landed in the Carolinas, you know, when they came. They enjoyed
you mean when Carolina was first settled, you mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean...
That
is when they...
Went
back to there, and they were landed in, and when they landed in, they, in the, that is before the war, as you know, when we had... And they were landed here and scattered all over the Georgian land.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a king's grant, and they landed it at a church. And he's buried, my great grandfather, he's buried at that church, in that cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, is this on your father's side or your...
On my father's,
on your father's side.
Father's side.
Well, now, what about your mother's side?
That's the Whatley side.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was in Taylor County.
Well now, can you tell me anything about your mother's family? Were they all from this region, or?
Well, my mother, they were a large family of them, and they lived right out, my mother's home was right out near Taylor Mill, if you know what you go about, Pottersville, Taylor Mill then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my grandmother read. They had a nice farm out there. Well, my brother, when that was sold to the divide among the family, well, my father bought that after my grandmother died. You know how you had to sell out to divide it among the estate. And so my mother was, of course, an heir. And so he bought it, and then he had a son. Was grown and married, and he placed him there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he's got a son that's there.
Well, that's nice. That's unusual for the same property, same family. What was your father's occupation? Was he always the postmaster, or did he do
that? Well, he went to the war, you know, that is he spent, and he was badly wounded in the war, in the Battle of Gettysburg.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got that confused.
What
is
he there? Now, what is what I got?
I got it confused.
You did.
You told me that your husband was a postmaster, but
yes.
I was thinking you said your father was a postmaster. Well, tell me about your father now. What was his occupation?
His father, he was a farmer. He was a farmer, too. But he was severely wounded, and he fought in the Battle of Gettysburg.
Mm-hmm.
And he was severely wounded, and was shocked so great his left eye, he lost one eye.
Mm-hmm.
And, so he was, but he was a wonderful farmer. And I think about it, it's just, to me, I think about, you know, we talk about people and how to have, well, now he landed after the war and was wounded, and he said he got a watch and a gun and brought home with him off of the Yankees. And another one thing I always admired about my father, he never was disappointed. We were not allowed to ever speak disrespectful of Yankees like a lot of people did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He said they fought just because we fought too.
Mm-hmm.
And he would never let us, we had all respect.
You must have been a fine man.
They fought because they had to fight because we did.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was wounded at Gettysburg, though, he was wounded.
Well, kind of farm did your father have? Did he have, what sorts of things did he raise on his farm?
Well, I'll tell you, after I heard my mother, and then after the war, slaves were freed. And that turned so many people that had hundreds of acres of land.
Yep.
They had nobody to work it, you see. The slaves were freed.